Here's a performer from whom you always like to hear. In fact, it's an answer to your many, many requests that we now present the gorgeous, glamorous...
Satire?
You again.
One of you just fuck off!
There he is. He's...
California's answer to Frank Sinatra.
A real man.
Satire makes my fucking head hurt.
Right now, listen to this shit.
We also hope you will...
Watch video and laugh.
All right, you can go ahead and start.
I'm gonna give you
$100.
You willing to cut off another toe for $100?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but after a couple hours of playing, my toes get tired.
Who needs unbendable toenails?
I do, said Bill.
Clinton?
Hello, this is Hillary Clinton.
She's a devil. A witch.
I don't care if she's aggressive and bald.
Bearded women.
We're willing to slow for freedom.
Just like your mother.
Well, she was...
Bald, but with a big, long, black beard.
Embarrassing bald spots, no problem.
Now there's a new medication. Pep
Boys. Stool softener.
With about 17 pounds of chemicals in it.
Tastes like athlete's foot.
But it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Take it before going to bed.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It hurts a little.
Why does it hurt?
Because I'm a wild barbarian.
One day, as was the custom in those times,
I showed my penis to a girl with Down syndrome.
And she said,
"You look like a mushroom with an eye."
A Frankfurter wagon came round the corner.
It's the Shaggy Beast that
is owned by Chicken Man, who recently granted us an interview.
I asked him about
a troubling new forecast when it comes to the price of eggs.
He got very scared and said...
But of course, that's what you'd expect.
You expect a hemorrhoid medicine to relieve pain and itch.
But I did not expect
so much confusion.
And throwing up.
Please clean up my vomit.
By using ineffective and dangerous deployment.
And always remember,
you must master your kung fu first.
But whenever you're passing
gas,
you should always pass it
really loudly.
Good. And remember,
I've got this absolutely huge fucking pile of
garbage and human waste.
It was heaven to me. I say heaven, brother and sister, it was heaven.
I hope you're seeing this as a
place to dance.
Naked and unashamed.
I sure do.
You're surely not coming to church in that state?
Yes, I am.
Completely naked.
And covered in human feces.
Don't you?
I guess so, old buddy.
I enjoy it.
Although I will admit that
I am
sometimes even compelled to eat raw meat and drink blood.
Can you do it, son? Asked the man.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It will hurt for a while. But now he can go back and play some more.
You can start feeling so burdened by this whole problem that it sort of makes it seem that sex probably will never be any good.
Without leaking.
There's another method which can be used for
full, complete sexual pleasure.
The large knife is what you'll use.
Which is followed by backhand stabs.
Just enough to break the skin and make him drink of his own blood.
I'd rather drink a barrel of three-day-old piss.
Here you go.
Delicious.
I don't like it.
I don't like it that way either.
Well, is there another way?
You eat well, but wisely.
You can always
kill kids
and eat them.
After that, everyone was
eating babies and
children with no feeling in their arms.
You might be missing some of the benefits that
eating children
can provide.
But you'll see that
80,000 screaming kids are
nutritious, delicious,
filled with dozens of
vitamins, minerals,
and blood.
Their bodies
are at your grocer's now.
Ask your boyfriend to buy them.
I don't buy anything from the Indonesian buttock center.
Well, I do.
I'll buy you some ice cream.
Made from corn.
What's in your ice cream?
Ballpoint pens.
And Andy's tadpoles.
Yuck!
Well, they sure taste like the real thing.
But it's not really a good thing either.
And as if things weren't bad enough already,
I then decided never to wear the skin of an animal on my
genitals.
Anytime the genitals are exposed,
you should eat more celery.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Totally opposed to goodness, purity, and selfless behavior.
However, it is the teacher's duty to enlighten their students on the commonly accepted standards of sexual behavior.
Put your fingers stuck up your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Why in the hell would you like for somebody to stick you in your ass 3 times a day?
I love it.
What else do you love?
I love my hair.
On your forearm and all over your body. What else do you love?
I like to piss in that guy's fucking gas tank.
What else do you love?
I love beans.
I began to smell the odor.
What is the stench?
It is the duty.
Doo-doo.
Duty.
Poo.
I'm winning a poo.
Poo.
Poop.
Poo. Poo.
It's immature toilet humor.
And that's what I like.
I like cheese.
I like brunettes.
Both are very important.
I don't know why it's taken so long to combine
cheese
and
brunettes.
But now, at last, I've created
half man, half
cheese to suit any taste. Destroy the damned thing before it grows any larger.
But it's too late now.
And now
the time has come for me to part this world again.
Until next time, when we will all
throw up.